Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sean Murphy is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Optimistic Workplace, and where he talks about creating an environment that energizes everyone. Sean, thanks again for being here. His company is Switch and Shift. .com, right, on the website?
That's right.
All right, so we're talking about change, folks, how to be a leader of change, not just a manager, an acceptor, an understander, appreciator of change. You got to be a leader of change. You have to lead change because it's coming at you real fast. And if by the time you manage one generation of change, the next one's on top of you, and if you're leading change, Sean, that means you've delegated the management of the last one to somebody else. You're already looking forward to know what to do about the next one coming at you, aren't you?
Right. Yeah. Leading is more about coming alongside people and helping them navigate what they need to do. Managing is kind of like you're telling people what to do, and that's
right.
Not a long-term strategy.
So you have five ways of doing that, and the first one was champions. Tell us what does a champion look like?
Yeah, so a champion is someone within your business. It could be a person, it could be a small group of people who are on board with the direction you're wanting to go. And the reason why I point this out is because this is where the biggest trap is for business owners, is they focus on the people who are the resistors and spend all their time trying to convert them, while they alienate those who are ready, standing by, going, hey, let's go, let's do this.
So they gravitate. They gravitate toward the squeaky wheel, the one that's negotiating and being negative, and try to solve that problem. And they should be focusing on the people who can leverage in a positive way.
That's right. Yeah, because that helps with one of the others that we'll talk about here in a little bit, and that is progress.
Right. All right, so champions, when we think of champions, that doesn't mean that they're world beaters or they're loud or that they're spiking
That's
the football
point.
Or whatever, right? It just means that they get it.
They get it, and they could even be skeptical, right? They're not just blindly accepting it. They might say, hey, I'm with you, boss, but I've got some concerns, I've got some questions. Let's talk about it.
Let's make it better.
That's right.
And that's what the boss should say. Okay, these are my ideas. Help me make it better.
Right. And when you can get that dialogue, you've got a good start, because you as the business owner don't have all the answers, and you might not be seeing something that those who are closest to the work are seeing and experiencing.
And this is where your first champions are going to come from, right? Because if you've given them the empowerment, they're the ones who are bringing you the news about the change.
That's right. And so why not involve them in figuring out, okay, how do we do this, right? Get the champions involved, help them roll their sleeves up, and say, okay, we're going to do this. Let's figure out what the best path forward is.
Right.
But remember that the path forward is going to change on you. Because you're going to uncover things that you didn't anticipate.
That's the velocity of change. That's exactly right. All right, what about the second one? Relational.
So the second one is, change is for, you want it to be sticky, and you want people who are kind of locked arm in arm moving forward. You need there to be strong relationships amongst them, and recognize that change is human.
So is that the teamwork?
All know we need to do, but we're not necessarily excited about it. And acknowledging that and recognizing that and talking about that and anticipating that will help with some of the setbacks that are inevitably going to come up.
Would teamwork be another term to use there too?
Absolutely. And it's an intentional investment in the team working together on that change, giving them the support that they need, giving them the space that they need. But at the same time, recognizing that likely there's some time frame, you know, whether it's some regulatory change and your business has to adapt to it and you've got only so much time, you know, so recognizing that you also have to apply some pressure on the team in order for them to be, to meet those deadlines and to and produce great work.
All right. And so so that's your champions and your relational, your teamwork, and then emotional.
Emotional. So here's where we need to recognize that, and we were talking about this in the previous segment, that, you know, our brain will automatically evaluate the change and go, is this a threat or am I okay? And if I perceive it to be a potential threat, maybe my job is going to look different, or maybe maybe I won't love the job, or maybe I like the people I'm working with once the change is implemented. People are going to go through and cycle through a series of emotions, and we as business owners need to anticipate that and give people the space.
So we need to be prepared for an emotional reaction, probably more negative than positive, to this change,
and not
minimize it. Actually, be prepared to deal with it.
Absolutely,
and accept it. Not to act like that it's not relevant. Their concerns aren't relevant.
Right. Well, and here's the other thing: as a business owner, nobody's going to care more about your business than you.
Yep.
So you're going to see the impact to the business is like, okay, we got to do this.
Yep.
Not everybody, your employees aren't necessarily going to come.
Even though we think they are, because they show up on time just like we do. But they've got a different perspective, folks. We come back, we got a couple more of these important ways to affect change based on our good friend Sean Murphy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.